Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And I am happy because in studio today, we have such delightful women. This is so fun. We are joined today by Andrea Coleman. She's the executive director of the Total Life Care Center of Hastings. And we also are joined by Rita Humbert, who is a volunteer coordinator for the Brighter Beginnings program. And I just can't wait to dig into all the issues with you two. Great to see you, ladies. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks.
Yeah, nice to be here.
So first of all, Andrea, tell us a little bit about how things are going at TLC.
Well, you know, I love to come down here and share, and there's always something new and exciting happening for Total Life Care. But what I do also want to celebrate on is the past 11 years and all of the things that we've been able to do. So just continuing to support the community to find other ways where there are needs that have been identified by someone in the community or someone who has a need in the community. And that's kind of where all of this began, what we're going to talk about today, one of our new programs, Brighter Beginnings. So I'm just excited that we have a community that connects, that we talk about, you know, needs, and we assess, are they being done? And if not, who can do them? And then for us, we love to see if they'll fall under our umbrella of care for the kind of the continuum of life, but especially in those very early years, you know, from the moment of conception and then through those very early years of those little ones coming, being born and then being cared for by the support of the community.
Well, I can't think of anyone better to help facilitate this than Rita Humbert. And Rita, you certainly are no stranger to the Hastings community. You've been involved in education for many, many years. And we're just thrilled to hear about this new initiative. But before we do that, I want you to give your title, because before we went on the air, I was saying, how shall I introduce you? And you had a whole litany of things you're darn proud of. What are they?
Well, thanks, Mo. Retired educator, comma, passionate grandma, and now coordinator of this new program, Brighter Beginnings, that is just kind of a ground roots effort. And I'm just thankful that TLC and Andrea found it okay to put under their umbrella. It's just taken off step by step, and we're in the infancy stages still, but we are excited to share.
So Total Life Care Center has been around since 2008. How did this program come out of it? Or are you saying this program, you had heard about this program and you brought it to TLC? How does this work, please?
Well, I was out in New Hampshire when my daughter had her second baby, and when she was dismissed from the hospital, they gave her a brochure, and it was called Great Beginnings. Then when I was out there helping, I read through the brochure and really encouraged her to access that. She poo-pooed it. She said, oh, I don't think we need that, and so on.
Well, what were some of the things in Great Beginnings that she poo-pooed?
Well, she just thought there were probably people needier than her. She has a husband. She has another child. But they just moved to the community. They did not know anybody, and they do not have any family around. So that is what it's all about, is creating that web of support for new moms and the tiniest humans that we have. So she accessed it, and I came back and thought, I wonder if we could do that in Hastings. And then in talking with Andrea and talking to a bunch of my friends and then soliciting people from the community, do we do anything like that? Is there a need for it? Do you think we could get volunteers to help? We just started rolling with it. And here we are today. We had two information sessions. We had about 15 people total come to those. And of those 15 people that came to the information sessions, I think 14 are signed up for the training.
That's a pretty good percentage.
It is. Yeah. They're excited. And they're all different ages. There's some very young people who benefited from TLC and want to give back. They were teen moms themselves, and their kids are at a certain age now that they feel like they can give back. We have grandmas and great grandmas on board, and women who just remember, boy, that would have been nice to have an extra set of support there.
So exactly what is Brighter Beginnings? If you are a new mom, what could you expect?
So there's two facets to it, really. We want volunteers, and we're looking for women who remember what it was like to have a little baby and want some extra support. And so we're looking for volunteers, of course. And then the moms out there, or moms, dads, families who have a new baby, they can call and just ask for this support. The concept behind it is that it's a home visiting program. It's completely free. It's volunteer. We are hoping that people can make 8 to 10 visits, hopefully within the first 6 months of life, to establish a relationship with that family, and to offer support. So some of the things that we're envisioning, and we haven't started yet, but simple things like you show up at the house and the mom says, gosh, I just haven't gotten to the dishes. How about that load of laundry? Could you fold that? Maybe could you rock the baby for a little while? Well, I go take a really long shower for the first time in a while. It's not meant to be childcare. It's not meant for the volunteer to come and then the mom or mom and dad go out on a date night or something like that. It's meant to be whatever they need.
And so how long would a typical visit be, do you think?
We're thinking about an hour and a half. So for some, it's very flexible. For some new moms, that might be way too much the first time. And then maybe one time my daughter utilized the volunteer to play with the older child while she focused on the baby for a while. And that older child just loved all that attention too. So we're thinking about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours once you establish that relationship. And hopefully about every other week, it's flexible between the volunteer and the new mom based on their schedules when they need help.
Boy, what a great idea. And I would assume that you do see a need for something like this, Andrea.
Yeah. And, you know, in talking with Rita, just the excitement about that ongoing support once that new little one goes home, both for the baby and for the parents, was huge to us because we know how successful one can be when they have the right support system around them. And then with Total Life Care, what I love about is Rita and I talk about, you know, what will come up when they're on these visits. And, you know, maybe they're, struggling with breastfeeding. And so we can recommend them to come into the baby cafe or to make an appointment with the lactation consultant at Total Life Care. Maybe she mentions that she has some desires to learn a little more about how to get her baby to sleep, or there might be other needs there. And so now with the education being able to be done remotely through Total Life Care, but right in that mother's home, we can be that connection. We can offer those services as well as connecting them with other services in the community that they may not even know exist. So we just, as we're talking about making these visit folders for these visits to leave with the parents, we're just excited about what's going to all go in there. And I think that's going to be a work in progress, because as we get these together, someone in the community who has another service might come to us and say, could you add our brochure? And that's our hope, is just kind of helping them connect all the dots. And so they see that there truly is a community of support around them.
It is super overwhelming as a new mom. And to think about loading up your baby and yourself to go someplace and get some support is, I think, daunting to a lot of people. So the fact that you're making a house call is so beautiful.
Right. And the other thing is they might need groceries, or they might need a prescription picked up. And so our volunteers can run and get that and bring it back if needed, and so on. And the education piece that Andrea mentioned, all the classes that can be streamed and so on, are just wonderful. And we've tapped into Dakota County. They have a list of where you can go to get your baby seat installed properly. I'm just finding more and more connections. We met with United Way. Andrea has touched base with the OB nurses up at the hospital. They're very excited to be able to tell these moms about this when they leave the hospital.
And, you know, I love how you are not trying to reinvent the wheel. There are experts doing things like putting in a baby seat and So you are pointing them in the right direction, and I think that is how it's going to be successful. That's just great. So you mentioned also that this is for people with a newborn, first-time and experienced parents. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter. And also if perhaps you're on bed rest.
Yes, Andrea brought that up to me. I never thought of that.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the Facebook group for Hastings Moms just to kind of get a grasp on what moms are looking for or talking about or if there's any needs. And there was a mom who was put on bed rest with a toddler who just needed somebody to come in and help out with little things and help with that toddler and give her a break so she could honor her doctor's order and stay on bed rest. So, you know, we really want, it's not going to be a cookie cutter approach. It's going to be new for every mom and every experience and different needs. And that's what excites us most is just being able to meet the needs in the community.
And this again is for people of all income levels.
Absolutely. We just want to love on people and give them the support that they need and want. And there's no judgment. There's no forms to fill out. Just if you need it, I'll do an intake and kind of get a feeling for what they want and need. And then I'll try and match up the volunteers to go out there. Right now we're sending the volunteers in twos just for safety and security and also just the comfort of the volunteers. So two volunteers would go out. And then after a while, if everything's fine and somebody feels like, oh, I can just go out myself if the schedules don't work, then you just go out on your own and bring a meal, do whatever.
and we really hope for these relationships to go beyond the 6 or the 8 to 10 visits. You know, that's one of the first questions our volunteers ask, which is where their heart is, does my relationship have to end at the end of those visits? And we said, absolutely not. You know, we do want a clear boundary that our part has been met so that if they choose to clean their house beyond that point or maybe do some childcare, that is above and beyond and not part of the brighter beginnings. Just so that we don't have all of a sudden everyone in the community asking for those same services from a volunteer who comes out. But we really do hope that these relationships are ongoing and that person, they're connected for as long as they want to be, even if it's a lifetime.
That's awesome. So let's talk about some of the volunteer opportunities. You are looking for people to actually be in-home visitors.
Yes.
And what kind of skills would we have to have, please?
Well, the volunteer application just asks, what is your comfort level with rocking babies, feeding, diapering? We're going to go through all that, what age ranges. So we're just, again, looking for people that probably have gone through it before and have a sense for that. We've asked the volunteers to do a training. In the training, they'll have some information and training on infant CPR, and they'll also do the mandated reporting videos, and then we'll talk about confidentiality and respecting people's homes. I mean, we are guests in their homes, and so that's a big part, and especially, you know, there are benefits and curses to living in a very small community where people are connected, and so we really want to ensure that the confidentiality of those people that are utilizing the services are held in confidence.
Rita, I know your background is in education. Can you tell our listeners how important it is to have early intervention on different things for kids to get them to be where they can be the most productive?
Yeah, thanks, Mo. In my 37 years of being in education, I have always had a heart for parent education and giving our tiniest humans a good start. And I just believe that if the mom and dad are receiving the support, they can be healthier caregivers of their children. And with postpartum depression and mental health on the rise, we need to help people with that and be their support. And so, yes, if in those first 3 years of life is super important for brain development. And so if we can get books into that home and share those literacy, early literacy importance about talking, singing, playing with your child, if our volunteers can model that, if they can be that, that's really where it's at. That's Yeah, that's kind of the bottom line for me.
I ditto that 100%. We have seen what education does for people, and I have yet to meet a parent who says, I don't want to be a good parent.
Yes.
All of them have on their heart that they do. Many of them just don't have any real model of what that's supposed to look like. It's not that they don't desire it, it's that they don't have it. So we're glad to be part of that and just continue to encourage them.
It sounds like a great program. If people are interested in learning more on either side of this, how could they go about doing that, please?
Well, probably the main thing would be to go to our website, which isn't on this brochure, but it's www.brighterbeginnings.net. And on that site, there's four tabs, and it tells all about Brighter Beginnings. On the last tab, there is a volunteer application that people can download, fill out. They can always, we do have a Facebook site, so if they kind of search for Brighter, there's a lot of Brighter Beginnings out there. There's food and all those things. But search for Brighter Beginnings TLC, and they'll come up with our Facebook page. And then, of course, they can call the TLC office at 651-437-4200. We have a email, brighterbeginnings@tlchastings.com. We're trying to make ourselves more visible on how to let people know about this. So we sure appreciate this interview, too.
Well, we sure appreciate all the good that you're doing. Thank you so much for coming in today, telling us about this wonderful program. It's called Brighter Beginnings, and it is under the umbrella of the Total Life Care Center in Hastings, and that, of course, is located right on Highway 55. What is your address?
It's 1125 South Frontage Road.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Ladies, thank you so much. Our guest today, Executive Director of Total Life Care Center in Hastings, Andrea Coleman, and also Rita Humbert, who is going to be the volunteer coordinator for the Brighter Beginnings program. And do give them a call and search them online if you are interested in learning more or being a volunteer. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Think crazy what I'm about to say.